Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are recording because we did just record a whole episode without recording, but we are back. I'm your host, Yopfanak. Today, I'm joined by Sergio. Sergio, how are you doing, mate?
As I said before, I'm doing all right. Happy to be here as always. Are you doing, Yop?
I'm doing okay. I'm okay. Yeah, I'm happy. How was your weekend?
It was all right. I played football on Saturday. We lost by a lot. And on Sunday, I heard you won by a lot. So I guess it was a decent weekend. What about you, Yop?
That was the compensation you needed. Losing big and winning your club winning big.
We didn't talk about the loss, though.
No, we don't. We don't. Only positive. I played some football as well. I did win and secured some tickets to the football. So I'm very excited about that this Sunday. Gonna get absolutely wasted. It's gonna be like the first time in like a year and a half since I've been there. So that's good.
I remember the last match here in the Netherlands that was able to go, that people were able to go to.
I did as well. I was inviting you to come, but you had to do something for your, was it GPE?
GPE,
What was
global
it?
perspectives. That didn't count for anything because we didn't have exams at the end.
It was against Willem II. We won that day, and it was a sunny day. That's the last game. Blind me. I think the last game I actually went to was the 7-1 victory in the cup, which was against Nagoya in the semi-finals, and then we didn't end up playing the finals. What was the last time you went to the stadium?
I went to the. I think it was a Joao Felix's debut. I
Also,
think that was the last time I went. I can check. I think it was against Getafe, I think. And Morata missed a penalty, but then he scored a header. Joao Felix got a penalty. I can check.
go on, check it. Right.
Well, you speak, I'll check.
So we are having a week review slash special, whatever, and we're going to talk about the Super League and our thoughts on this. Obviously, Sergio is a big Atleti fan, and Atletico are planning to join the Super League. I'm mostly a Feyenoord fan, so Feyenoord aren't good enough to be invited to the Super League, which is a positive and a negative in its regards. But whilst Sergio is trying to find the date, the last time he went to the
It was 26th of August 2019. I
wow.
think that Westria House. Wait, hold on.
That's almost like 2 years. That is insane. Just like the price tag you paid for Joao Felix is insane.
And I was against Leganés.
There it is.
No, this isn't right.
Oh.
26th of August 2019.
So, yeah.
18th of August 2019. Well, 26th. Yeah, it was against Getafe and then we won 1-0. That was Joao
Morata.
Felix's debut.
Look at
And Morata scored, yeah. Wow.
that. What COVID doesn't allow you to do. Shambolic. Anyways, today we're going to talk about the Super League, like I've just talked to you about. So is it a good idea, first of all, Sergio? What are your thoughts on the idea
No,
itself? No?
no,
Go on.
no. Firstly, do you want to explain well what it's about?
Well, all I know is that there's 12 teams, which is three from the Serie A or Italy, none from Germany, none from France, six from England, three from Spain. Is that correct? Is that it?
Three from Spain, and then there's three unnamed ones.
Yeah, so that should have been Bayern Munich, Dortmund, and PSG, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
Because they're
they
unnamed
got
and
invited.
they're because they were all Porto as well because they rejected it. So maybe not PSG, but Porto also rejected it. But anyways, do you want to expand a little bit? Because I just talked about the teams not being invited into this thing, but you can maybe explain a little bit better what it
So
actually is.
it's pretty much a Champions League, but it's a league itself. It's like a kind of NBA thing where the top teams from it will be split into two different halves. The top teams will go into like a little tournament at the end, pretty much how the NBA does it. And it's just the biggest teams in Europe. But I think it's so consistent with UEFA or FIFA, they're obviously not liking it. So they're saying that their teams won't be able to play in their leagues, their domestic leagues. They won't be able to play in the Euros or the World Cup, and nor in the Champions League and Europa League. So it's just, well, it's not confirmed, but that's what they're saying. But it's just very, it's just money. Because the president of this league actually is Florentino Perez, the same president as Real Madrid, which is a bit interesting. And yeah, clubs have just decided to create their own league because apparently it's what the fans wanted, according to Florentino Perez. But it's just, my opinion, it takes the excitement away from all the big games because it's just big game, big game, big game in weekdays. And it's just
Well,
going to take everything away.
I don't know if it's big game after big game. I mean, maybe on paper it is, but Fulham, managed to hold Arsenal to a draw. So Arsenal facing Tottenham Hotspur, is that really a big game? I don't know. Maybe in the Premier League, but not in the Super League, in my opinion.
I mean,
No, I mean, yes, you're right. It'd be big game after big game, which would be boring. Like, I myself find the Champions League, there's always two, like, it's like if you have 3 years of Champions League, there's always one good season where there's one team that breaks, like the Monaco side, like maybe Atletico doing well in the past, back few years, Leicester City getting into the Champions League. Those teams doing well instead of like Bayern Munich, PSG, Manchester City, Liverpool winning this thing, right? Maybe not so Liverpool because Liverpool also have been struggling for the past few years. But if you talk about big clubs, right? But if we run this list down, I will run it down, and I want you to tell me which of these are generally big clubs based on their recent, recent performance over the past 10 years. All right. So Barcelona,
yes.
Real Madrid,
Yes.
Atletico Madrid,
So yes.
Manchester United.
Over the past 10 years. Yeah.
Liverpool,
Yeah.
Chelsea,
Yes.
AC Milan,
No.
Inter Milan,
No.
Tottenham Hotspurs,
No.
Manchester City,
Yes.
Juventus,
Yes.
and Arsenal.
No.
So it's about four. I think maybe Manchester United shouldn't really be. There's like four definite no's. Then there's Manchester City, Manchester United, who are a bit iffy, including Liverpool maybe as well.
That's okay as well.
Atletico as well. And obviously, the biggest one I think out of them all, Bayern Munich, is actually missing. But yeah, so on paper, the biggest teams with the best players, but if you look at the current league, for example, the Premier League, so only two from the six of those teams are actually in the top four right now in the Premier League. Those being Manchester City,
Or in the
Manchester
top
United.
six, even. So in the top six, there's six Premier League teams.
So in the top six, out of the top six of the English teams, only four of them are in the top six, them being fifth Arsenal and fifth Chelsea and sixth Liverpool. Then obviously La Liga is very close, so it's Atleti, Real Madrid, Barcelona. But then Sevilla is 1 point behind the third place with a game in with one more game played, obviously. And then the Serie A. So you got Inter Milan for the first time in the last 10 years doing well. AC Milan for the first time in 20 years doing well. Then you have Atalanta, who've been doing well over the past 3, 4 years. Juventus, who are fourth, so they're not doing very well this season for their standards. Then you've got Napoli, Lazio, and maybe even Roma. And at the minute, Inter Milan are walking away with the title there. So it's for me, it's not very exciting, and there's obviously a lot of fans unhappy, right? And Justin, you're gonna be professional, Justin, by the way, for no World Cup and Euros for four players that are playing in the Super League. Your thoughts on that?
I think it's unfair, but I think it's got reasoning behind it. I think it's to stop the players. I think it's just to stop the clubs. So players can't really do anything. I think it's more to tell the clubs, if you don't know us, then the players won't want to play with you because the clubs will be like, okay, that's good for me because then I'll have less chance of an injury. For my players, if they don't play for the national team in big competitions like that. But the players obviously want to represent their team, and the best players are the players that are in the Super League. So
I think
don't
it's a
know.
smart tactic because you're kind of taking away the most valuable thing about football, the 11 players on the pitch. Without those, you don't get any fans because there's nothing to watch. So by taking away their most prized ambition, the World Cup, denying them to play in that or the Euros, that's that. That history is so long, and so much. Those players growing up now, always dream about playing at a World Cup. They want to win that World Cup, so they kind of say, if you want to join this team, that's fine. You just won't get to play in this. And that's not per se punishing the players, because they can leave, right? They're open to the, I mean, they have contracts, but they could just do a bill and throw a shit fit at the club, and earn a lot of money and just play poorly. So they're kind of sabotaging the Super League by doing this, which is fair enough, I suppose, because they want to keep the control over these clubs, because otherwise you're going to have them becoming bigger than football itself. I could assume that João Félix would really want to participate in the Euros, in the World Cup with a strong Portugal side, and that would ultimately benefit the other teams who don't participate because they're going to be the teams that are going to be like, oh, we'll pick him up, we'll pick him up, and then in my opinion, it could potentially uplift the West Ham's, Sevilla's, or could make Bayern Munich obviously overpowered, right? And maybe the Bundesliga in that regard is going to become very interesting because they're going to be able to pick out the players and they have the budget to do that. They can afford, especially Bayern Munich, they can afford the wages of these players. And if everybody's going to watch the Bundesliga, that money will be divided up in the 20 teams or the 18 teams in the Bundesliga. So they're going to earn money as well. Would you agree, or do you think it's going to be totally different? What are your thoughts?
I just think it's not enough communications. Like, we don't really know what's going to happen. At least nothing, apparently it's been confirmed by the clubs, but the clubs don't really have a say in what the players do. Because they're obviously doing it for the money. Other players maybe want to play for the passion. That's what a lot of players and ex-players have been talking about. I mean, Ozil has talked about it, Ander Herrera, Bruno Fernandes, they're all saying this is not the football that kids grow up to play. This is not passion, this is money pretty much. That's pretty much what they're saying. So I feel like this is becoming a money game. And it's just sad also because I don't know if you said this already, but the streaming platforms in which it would show the matches. Our social media platforms, I mean, it's Amazon, Facebook, and things like that, according to Puberty Sport, which is pretty reliable, in my opinion. And it's just kind of things that, I don't know, because I'll just read some stats out from Puberty Sport, Instagram, because I think they've been very good with it, with the information. And some of the more recent ones, because a lot of stuff's been from yesterday, The first thing, the price is going to be a new Champions League format in the making. As you were saying, that you want a new Champions League format, that might be a thing. And also, fans like Liverpool fans have been putting stuff outside the stadiums talking about how they feel that this isn't a club that they support anymore. This is financial greed over the integrity of the game. And also, ex-legends like Luis Figo has tweeted out about him caring about football. Now, this isn't fair. And what I was saying before about owners being secretly delighted if the players didn't play in the World Cup, I think the worst thing is that this is exactly the streaming platforms. It says Super League owners are looking to secure with broadcasters like Amazon, Facebook, Disney, and Comcast. I'm sorry, but I don't know what Disney has to do with it, Facebook has to do with it, or Comcast, or Amazon even. Like, I don't really understand what they have to do with football. Because it's just going to take away as well from like the likes of Ziggo Sport in the Netherlands, Sky Sports, BT, La Liga in Spain, Movistar La Liga. And it says after it would raise the annual revenues up to 4 billion, twice more than the UCL. Yet again, the reason for the creation of this league. Furthermore, they're also planning kind of making like a Netflix series that Formula One did. But the Super League, they did with on Netflix out of Formula One called Drive to Survive. And they wanted to do this with football, which I don't think works. And also, the final stat that I think is pretty interesting is that the Super League will commit 8% of revenue, minimum 400 million euros a year, in solidarity payments to European clubs, more than UEFA's $240 million. So pretty much what it says, so they'll be paying the clubs more, which is one of the reasons why they want to join. And then it says that it assumes annual revenues 5 billion euros, which is 1.8 billion euros more than the current UCL. Mean, I personally think, as an Atleti fan, that, and I'm not repeating this, but I don't think they're listening to the fans. For example, Gary Neville, he's very passionate about this stuff. So it was a disgrace. And Rio Ferdinand talked about it as well. I think a lot of fans on social media really like judging the clubs to this, and we are against this because they're saying it's a death of football as we know it is. Yes, that's pretty sad in my opinion. Do you have any thoughts of that, Job?
I mean, I think you nailed it there. I think, I mean, we're seeing, just to come back to the Drive to Survive, I mean, I've watched it and I've become a more of a Formula One fan myself because of that series. Because, sometimes you're bored, you scroll through your YouTube and through your Netflix, and you see this thing and you click on it and then you're hooked, right? So it's very interesting. And we've seen it with Dispersed Doc, final they're releasing a doc on Disney Channel, on the Disney Channel, on the Disney Plus channel. We've seen it with other clubs. I think Dortmund have one on Netflix as well. So I mean, it's a really interesting idea. But like you said, to have that for the Super League, it's a bit weird, right? Because just do one club maybe in the Liga or whatever, and it would be costly for them as well, because I think Disney are paying a final 4-3 million euros for this, and find this a relatively small club in the world, right? So I don't know how much it was for Spurs, right? But to do that for 20 or what, how many teams, 12, 14 teams, you're going to be paying up a lot of money. So if it's about the money, then I don't think it would really, break even at some stage. I think there'd be more depth in that regard. And but like you said, it's all about the money. And judging from the streaming platforms, it's all American businessmen who, maybe brought this idea to the owners of the big clubs, to Florentino Perez, who will be president of this whole thing, which is a bit odd. You know, how would that work? Like, if his team does like bad, is he like going to just accept, or is he just going to be like, you know what, this doesn't work or whatever, or you know, like, and it, in my opinion, it would gradually just get worse. Like, for me, the Champions League is already getting a bit meh, right? Not because finally I'm participating, and obviously it's all different for different people. But you know, I love watching Atletico in the Champions League, right? That's the only team that I would follow, if Fire don't qualify, which is most of the time. But you know, if you support one club, then supporting a second club is always good. You know, you can always do that, but you don't really feel the same, right? There's always one club you love. It's like, you know, that's it. So for all the other fans in the world who support Leeds, who support Sevilla, who support any other team in the world apart from those four, 12 teams, like, they're just going to be like, oh, okay. So was like, we're going to watch Burnley v West Ham now. But you know, the UEFA did say that they banned players, so then again, players might go to those teams. But then again, Burnley had have new investors in just came in as well, so you know, it really change. And like Feyenoord, just to bring it back to Feyenoord, are looking for American investors, right, to invest 2-3 million into the club. Now, obviously, football as it is right now, you can earn a lot of money through football, right? Especially in the smaller leagues. Let's say you buy Feyenoord, right, and you make the Eredivisie really big, like the Premier League. You brand it like La Liga. You brand it like all the big domestic leagues in the world. And you can get into the Champions League with Feyenoord, right? And you do some good scouting and you get good players, right? You sell them for 50, like Ajax did, 60, 50, 80 mil. You make a lot of money, right? So in that regard, you can still make a lot of money in football. You don't necessarily have to make a new Super League, you know, because at the end of the day, then who are the other clubs? Are they gonna like lose out? All the other clubs, are people still gonna invest in the other clubs? Like, you know, and what will the Premier League do in this instance? And it's all hard work that has just gone to waste then, isn't it?
I mean, also, I just saw a thing that says the contracts of the Super League will have the clubs, the founding clubs in Super League for 23 years. That's an extremely long time. And if you want to leave the Super League, are you going to be allowed? What are the terms and conditions?
Yeah, do you have to pay like a fine, a fee to get out when it's not working, or will they come to a mutual agreement? Do they have to pay the streamer providers, the platforms you watch it on? So that'd be very interesting. I think it's a, I can see where it's coming from, but at the same time, if you want to earn money and you know, you want to put some time and effort into earning your money, not just quickly make money. I think there's plenty of other teams you can invest in and get into the Champions League and make it more interesting. And if you begin by investing in the likes of Burnley, Aston Villa, and that, and trying to get those up the league, you know, you can have a good team and a good league as well, right? And then outside of that, you still have the Champions League. So for me, it seems a bit unnecessary. And like we said at the start, there's only like four or five teams at the moment who are really, you know, top notch. And you know, but then, like, you know, the Arsenals, the Spurs, the Inter Milans, the AC Milans, you know, like, they haven't performed well in the last 10 years. You know, like, if we're basing this off history, right, then Nottingham Forest, you know, with plenty of Premier League titles, with Champions League titles, you know, where are they in the picture? But just because they play in League Two or League One or Championship, wherever the fuck they play. So it's a bit weird. And it's mostly about money, which is really depressing because football is about the fans and not about the money. And yeah, I mean, when we weren't recording, but what Sergio said about the German teams being owned by fans, 50% of them, and we don't actually know how much it is, but we do know that fans own part of the clubs there. You know, so they have a healthy and wealthy balance between the business side of things and the football and the fan side of the things, you know. So that's a really good balance, and I think that clubs should really take, you know, that into consideration, allowing the fans to be more talkative and have more input than just think about, oh, what's the best for my fucking wallet, you know? The best for your fucking wallet is to sell your club right now and earn a lot of money. If you really want to make money, like, you could, according to Forbes, you know, you could sell Barcelona for like how many billions, you know? So if you want to make money, just sell your club. So yeah, but obviously Atletico aren't going to, well, looking at it now, they're top of the league, obviously, but knocked out of the Champions League. So, you know, asking you, what do you think of it? And do you think it's a wise decision just looking through your athletic glasses?
No. Firstly, I don't think we're consistent enough or we're good enough to compete at that level. We're like to Real Madrid and Barcelona every week, and teams at that standard. Because we struggle, it's true. We're not as good as other. Sorry. We're not as good as other as much as a family system. Like, we are not as rich as well, but. Also, teams that are struggling in domestic leagues, like you said, like the Spurs and the Arsenal, it's not going to be good for them either because it's just going to. It's like joining a club that you know will lose. Because at least in the Premier League, you have a lot of clubs and a lot of changes every year. But in a league like that, where top teams will say top and the bottom teams of the top will say bottom. Because all the good players will go to top teams, as it happens in every league. But I guess, I don't know, because it's so, at least as an Atleti fan, I just think it's poor from the club. Because it, or the managing board, they're just, the investors and the people with the money, they're just not listening to what the fans want. They change the stadium, they change the badge, they change the kids, they're changing anything. It's just a bit sad, in my opinion. Like, I don't think it should happen, and it wouldn't surprise me if clubs that try to take on this idea are banned from the Champions League next year or this year, whenever it is, because there'll be consequences even if it doesn't happen, which I hope it doesn't. I don't think it will, because I think fans with strong fan bases, fans, clubs with strong fan bases, like Atleti, Liverpool, Milan and all those clubs like that. I think they'll listen to the fans and they'll back away. Which will cause the thing not to happen, so teams might back away after that. I don't think anyone's wanting to make the first move out or make in. But I know, I feel like it's, I don't think it's gonna happen. I don't think it should. I think it's just going to be a very big scandal. It's going to have more negative and positive consequences for everyone in the footballing world. But that's my take on it.
I mean, I just got up the Forbes list, right? Now, I don't know how they calculate the current value of clubs and all of this, but Barcelona Real Madrid's revenue right now is 800 million, right? Roughly 792, which is huge, right? Bayern 700 mil, United in at number four, 650. And then, you know, the Arsenals, the Spurs also around, their revenue is about, it's dropping. It's less than that of PSG, but 430 mil. And their club value, their current value is 2.8 bill. And that from Spurs is 2.3. Now, so these top 10, only one team isn't in this, in the Super League, right? Which is PSG, who are number nine, right? So when you talk about money, do they necessarily need it? No. Because if you look at this list, their revenue is already through, like, already so much. Juventus, 441 million. Atletico is 368 million. Inter Milan is 323 million. But in the top 10, six are English Premier League clubs. Right. Oh, wait, sorry, excuse me. It's two. Not in the Super League. Bayern Munich are not in the Super League as well. But and it's like nine in the top 20 who are Premier League clubs, right? And those are not, you know, those are the Everton, the Leicester City, the West Hams, right? Everton earn more money or have a better, yeah, have better revenue than AC Milan and AS Roma. Now, AC Milan is one of those teams. Borussia Dortmund has more revenue than Atletico and Inter Milan. Juventus just about outdo Dortmund. So it's a bit strange that these clubs, they just need to work on themselves and they need to work to improve their own league, in my opinion. And then you also have Ajax, who over the last 2 years just sold a bunch of players for a lot of money, who flop. Up from if your name is Frankie de Jong, but you know. So yeah, it's a bit weird that they are looking for money when their current value is £4.7 billion, or $1 billion, should I say. So yeah, it's a bit strange and a bit weird that they're looking for to improve ways, and it's just gonna run out. It's gonna be boring, you know, like Manchester City versus Manchester United. It's fun, in the Premier League, but I don't really care. It's not going to really change anything for me that Manchester United play Bayern Munich. We already know who's going to win. Maybe Real Madrid, because they're in the Super League. Bayern Munich isn't. But you're going to have like the Premier League, right? Because of the six teams, with a bit of Barcelona, a bit of Real Madrid, and a bit of Atletico, right? And Inter Milan, AC Milan. So, it's a bit stupid, and like you said about Atletico Madrid changing stadium and that, you know, final on talks with investors about changing the stadium. You know, I'm down for that, purely because if you look at the club and you look at what they need to do to you know challenge to Ajax in particular, or to get into the Premier League and into the Champions League, sorry, and to challenge to make the Eredivisie a better competitive competition. They have to do certain things, right? And it's probably the same for Atletico. They have to expand the stadium. They have to, you know, do brand related things to expand their brand image, to get close to, because look, according to Forbes, right, Atletico are in at number 13, right? They're the third best La Liga side. They're top of La Liga right now. Their revenue is 368 mil. And that of Real Madrid and Barcelona is 800 mil. So there's a big gap there, right? So I can understand why those clubs are doing this, right? But there's no need for it at the same time, for a Super League in particular. So it's not what you want to see, really. And it's going to ruin football. Nevertheless, I'm still going to play football. It's not going to stop me from playing football. At the end of the day, the best thing about football is playing it yourself. So, you know, no one can stop us from doing that. Right?
I guess so.
And obviously, there were players talking about the fact that you know, Bruno Fernandes saying, what did he say again? I forgot. You can't buy
Dreams
dreams. Yeah.
can't be bought. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's it.
And he had Ander Herrera and Mesut Ozil saying that.
Podolski as well.
Who?
Podolski.
Yeah, all those players coming out and saying it's a bad idea. Now, obviously, Bruno Fernandes is a bit of an outsider because he's the only player currently in one of the teams, you know, in one of those teams, Manchester United, to talk about this because Ander Herrera, PSG are not in it. Ozil players for Fenerbahce aren't in it. So yeah, it's just dumb. Arsenal can't even win the Champions League, let alone the Super League, which is much tougher than in some regards. You know, you're facing the teams two times a season, and I don't know how long would it last as well? Because how many games are you going to play? Because there's only 12 teams or 14 teams, so it's going to be like 26 match
There's
days.
20 teams.
20 teams.
Yeah, three of them haven't been announced, and then The last five will be rotating in and out from other domestic leagues by the looks of things.
I don't. Okay, right. Just to round off, because we can talk about this all day, every day. Your prediction of what would happen, and if you look at the current list right now, who would win this thing?
If it happened,
Yeah.
Real Madrid. Like I said, Jamie. It's just Real Madrid. We get lucky, and the precedent is the precedent. I'm not trying to say anything. I feel Real Madrid would win,
I think
and
personally, I think Manchester City would win, because they're just so strong. I think Barcelona would become second, and I think Real Madrid will come third. But I can totally see where you're coming from. Real Madrid would just get jammy and pay referees or whatever, because and they wouldn't like the thing as well is where do you find the balance? Where's like
where do you find the referees? Because the referees are UEFA.
exactly you're gonna. You're gonna have to do so many things by yourself. That's gonna cost a lot of money as well. So, the idea obviously came forward in 2017, 2015, about a Super League. But at the end of the day, like the only way it can be stopped is if fans don't watch it, and we won't. All right, because it's useless. And it's not like those clubs need the money as well. It's just useless. But the Champions League does need to be changed. Not in the format they're going to change it to, which we can talk about as well, but not in this episode. But something needs to change for football to remain interesting, because at the end of the day, it's getting a bit repetitive, and you know, especially European wise. In my opinion, what about your? Do you agree, or do you have another opinion, or what are you saying?
Oh, I can agree with you, at least for now. I reckon, yeah, I reckon that at least for now it should be changed. I know in the format that they want to change it.
Now, obviously, if this does happen, what do you think? Do you think, because you talked, you said that they signed an agreement for 23 years. Do you think it would generally be that long, 23 years? By that time, I'm going to be like 40. So,
I don't
yeah.
think. I think that I don't think it will go through anyways in the first place, in my opinion.
So, I think the players would have to boycott, but at the same time, you
I
know.
reckon Messi and Ronaldo have to speak out.
Yeah, I think so too. Even though they don't really have a long time to go necessarily.
Yeah, but they
They
can
can
really.
impact massively, because over the last 10, 20 years it's been Cristiano Ronaldo and Messi at the top, hasn't it been? Yeah, they can really. The reason why Barcelona and Real Madrid have so many followers is because of Messi and Ronaldo, right? So without them, you know, I wonder how what their current value would have been, because if you give if Ronaldo signed for Atletico Madrid, Atletico Madrid would be second, right? It wouldn't be Real Madrid. It'll be interesting. I think if it does go ahead, so if the scenario is it goes ahead, I think in 4 years' time they will regret the decision. And even though they're making money, no player would want to sign from the outside leagues and join Borussia Dortmund, Bayern Munich, or West Ham, Everton, and playing the Champions League, in my personal opinion. And they would have to come back and have to pay like a final, if they're really brutal, their Premier League and the FA. They say, yeah, you have to start back at the bottom, mate. You know, you left us. So sort yourself out back there. And then they might have something to do with financial fair play that you can't pay certain wages. And then they would even lose any even more players. So, you know, but I think the players need to step up, especially the younger players as well. I think like the João Felixes, because that, like, you know, you talked about Cristiano Ronaldo and Messi. Those are obviously separate caliber players, right? But the players with the future, Kylian Mbappe, for example, even though PSG aren't in it, you know, if you're looking to move away from PSG, the Havertz, the Werners, you know, you really want to play for your country. You really want to go and win a World Cup. So, you know, it's for their benefit as well.
Yeah, I
So
reckon. But I think to quickly finish the episode off with a good note. For the team of the season on EA Sports, one of the players that could be get a team of the season from community vote is Marcus Senesi. So I think that's a pretty good thing to end it off, the final
That is
defender.
it. Let's go, Marcos.
And also Angel Correa, I don't know why he's not given an automatic team of the season, but he's been given a community team of the season maybe if they vote him. So make sure you vote the two Argentinians. If you wanna,
Yeah, vote for Marcos Senesi because then his market value will go up and really help us out. So super fun with that.
super fine, Nord.
But yeah, to round it
Okay.
up, if you rate this idea out of 10, what would you rate
Two.
it? It'd be a one for me. It's just boring and dull, stupid. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed the episode. Sadly, this episode will not be edited by Jakob, so you just have to deal with the intro and not the intro, but our intro that we just did. And yeah, it will end somewhere around now. So yeah, do you want to say anything before we end the show episode?
Thank you very much if you stuck to this point. I hope you're staying safe with everything that's going on in the world and the pandemic. Soon enough, we'll be able to go back to stadiums, which will be amazing. And yeah, thank you very much. That's all for me.
And yeah, if you haven't already, follow us on the socials, official Offside Football. We changed it because, you know, we are adapting to change, just like, I don't know, bananas. Anyways, thank you guys for listening. I've been your host, Jörg van Eyck. I'm joined, as per usual, by Sergio Garcia Bravo. So make sure you go check us out.